I'm Dawn Burns, and this is The Sauce. We're cooking up a soul-satisfying taste of arts, music, and culture that will have you coming back for more. And we're right here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. If you've been watching The Voice, then you know all about my first guest's girl named Tom. Originally from Ohio, this sibling group now lives here in South Bend, Indiana. Their names are Caleb, Joshua, and Becca, and they were homeschooled in their early lives where music was a big part of their curriculum. They decided to take a chance and audition for The Voice. They won an opportunity in the blind auditions in front of the star-studded panel of judges, all of whom turned around to compete for a coaching opportunity with the group. After choosing Kelly Clarkson, they've been working with her on stunning arrangements and are now competing in the live competition. These humble, genuine young musicians have that sibling harmony click, something which I personally know very well, and it's a rare and wonderful synergy. On their website, they have a statement originally written by Brad Montag that says, "We believe that as we share our music with our three unique voices, we can inspire the world with a common goal, to fly and help each other fly." After speaking with them in their hotel room in LA, I can tell you that they're spreading their wings and taking off straight for the galaxy with a new album and tour scheduled next year, all on top of this otherworldly experience. Girl named Tom, welcome to The Sauce.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, it's so great to talk to you. And you're making us proud here at home in South Bend, Indiana, watching you on The Voice. And I really want to get into all of that and hear your story and about your experience. But can we start from sort of the beginning, where you're from?
Yeah. Yes, we are from Pettisville, Ohio. We grew up in a super small town. I'm sure you've never heard of it. But we went to high school there at Pettisville High School. We were homeschooled through elementary. And yeah, we've been really blessed by a community that's loving and supportive back home. And yeah.
To paint a picture of this town, it's like, doesn't have a gas station. There's no stoplight. It's just cornfields and some scattered houses. You say your neighbors if you live 2 miles apart, because so it's that kind of place.
Yeah, I get it. That's a beautiful way to grow up, really. Not only do you have space to experience life, but you got room to think and everything, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and you were homeschooled. So have you been making music all your lives? Are your parents musicians?
Our father is a musician and our mother sings as well, but our dad specifically was in a band in his high school and college years that actually did a little bit of touring. It was like a Christian rock band, really cutting edge for the 80s.
Yeah. Awesome.
And actually he has some tapes and some records still. And so that we listened to that a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. And then our dad continued to write and actually wrote a song for each of us. And he and mom would sing us to sleep sometimes. Our parents are very musical. And then lately they've become music lovers more than themselves, which is also important.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really amazing, actually. And to have been homeschooled gives you also space to explore music and develop your brain in that way. And I think it's really great that you were able to do that.
Yeah, I would say that you say as musicians that you play music, and they were really our first toys. Like we'd have pots and pans and we'd bang on them with chopsticks or whatever. And we had a baby grand in our home. We were super blessed with that. And our parents would let us, bang on it, and a bunch of drums around. Yeah. So music has always been a huge part of our our lives, just playing them as really small children. And then our mother was very adamant that we start piano lessons pretty early. So at 9 years old, each of us started piano lessons. And I fought the piano lessons big time, but there was no bowing out of them. And I'm grateful for that now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you eventually moved to South Bend, Indiana. So how long have you been in South Bend?
We've been there for 1 year. We moved last November 2020. Yeah. So yeah, it was a time, you know, COVID was still a thing and we had been, made everything weird. And we had been living with our parents since March of 2020, when we had gotten sent home from our tour. We were on a nationwide tour. And so we had been at our parents' house for a while, and, you know, we really love our parents, but it was time to find our own space. And so we found ourselves in South Bend, and it's a wonderful place to be. And yeah, we've written a lot of awesome songs there.
That's good. There's a great musical community here in South Bend. So I think you picked the right place. Now, this takes me to you guys packing up and heading to audition for The Voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did that start? Tell me about that journey so far.
Actually, Dawn, there was no packing up to audition for The Voice. We could do it from our kitchen right there in South Bend. They opened up these portals in our laptop. We could audition from anywhere. And so that happened way back in January or February. And the reason I think that it felt right to audition for The Voice, Becca has wanted to audition for some kind of show like this. It's been like a secret dream of hers for a long time. And I think normally Josh and I would have let her do that on her own and been like, we're definitely not going to do that with you. I'm sorry.
Not cut out for reality TV.
Yeah, we just don't feel like we could be on reality TV. But anyway, it felt different this year because we had been, you know, we had done that tour Becca talked about, self-managed, and we've been convinced that we can make music our careers and we can do this for real. And so now we're sitting there in our house during COVID, writing songs, believing in these songs, but not sure how to get them out to the world, right? How can we actually make this a livelihood? And how can we impact people with these songs? And it seems especially difficult during, you know, a pandemic. And so this voice thing didn't sound so bad anymore. Like, it really sounded like, wow, this could change our lives.
Great. Exposure.
Exposure.
You're definitely getting exposure. And I guess what I was immediately referring to was the moment that you were on stage singing Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
And I could just sort of tear up right now just thinking about it, because it's so beautiful when you sing the song. You do it with the perfect harmony, the perfect balance. You've got that family thing, which I get because I'm a, you know, musician with my family as well. And the way I thought, the way you ended it, the song that first time, where it just kind of faded out so peacefully, it was really impactful. And you got all four of those judges to turn around, and you chose, I believe, Kelly.
That's right.
To work with. So how is it working with her and competing against the other really formidable musicians?
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's the word.
Kelly is wonderful. She's a very versatile musician herself. And I think she understands our style and has given us a lot of freedom with arrangements and has been very affirming. And she just wants to bring out those moments more. But it's been really cool to see how authentic she is, even though she's a global superstar and highly respected musician, she's still so down to earth and cares for her family well and is just a genuine human. So that's very inspiring to me, because that's my biggest fear as going into this whole thing, that I'll lose sight of what actually is meaningful to me in life. So to see her and to see that it's possible to, you know, stay on track, or
stay on track, stay grounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's like what you said, just to be authentic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The three of you have each other. We have, let's see, Caleb is 26 and Joshua is 24 and Becca is 20. You guys are close enough in age. You're not going to let anybody, each other slip through the cracks, I'm sure.
Hope so. Yeah.
We do want to keep each other accountable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you feel the moment you start performing a song on stage?
On the voice stage, it's a lot of pressure. It's super exciting. And it's like, if you step back and think about it, it's like, wow, how cool is it that we're able to be here? Like, it's all like gratitude and like super humbled to have the opportunity to sing in front of four of the most highly respected musicians. But then in the moment, it is really terrifying. And it is very nerve wracking, but it's what you live for as a musician too. So it's like, it's everything.
It's absolutely what you live for. And it seems like even it, when it's, you know, a huge opportunity or a huge, you know, moment like that, you have that nervousness, but once you get started and you guys click, it's just like any other show in this way, right? You just start feeling it and it's exciting and, you know, you're savoring the moment.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You're listening to Girl Named Tom on The Sauce. I'm Dawn Burns.
I also know that you have an album coming out next spring.
Yep.
That's right. Yes.
What can you tell me about that?
Well, it's a bunch of songs that we've written in South Bend, and we've been trying to find a producer that really clicks with us. And kind of can share the artistic vision that we have for these songs. And so it's not quite recorded yet, but it's our main priority once the show finishes to get in the studio and get them out. And so a great way to stay in touch with what we're doing is to like follow us on platforms, or we have a mailing list at girlnamedtom.com. And so you won't be able to miss it if you're subscribed to our emails or,
yeah. And these songs are our little babies. I mean, we've all poured ourselves into them and collaborated on each one, which is really an amazing experience. And so every time we play these songs live, folks are saying, where can I find that song? Is that on Spotify? And so we have to say, no, we're not yet, but it'll be so nice to finally get these songs out to everyone.
Time ticking until we turned intentional about togetherness. There's no such thing as too late. We had days to appreciate, but I wish we had more time. I don't know why I miss you. It feels like I just met you. Before you left, I thought that you should know. Torn up that you're leaving. It'd be good to hear you say that you'll remember me from Mykonos. Like acquaintances, we brushed shoulders for a year. Like wishful thinkers circled for one more. And finally, like lovers, we walked and talked like lovers for a week. Wish it were more. And I wonder why I miss you. I mean, I've never even kissed you. Just before you left, I called to tell you so. I'm sad that you're leaving. I'll be glad to hear you say that you remember me from Mykonos. Our hands wash dishes in the sink, wishing I could wipe that soap off of your cheek. Fingers rolling momos through university, Till last night they pulled you close together finally. And I know now why I miss you. I'm sure it's 'cause I love you. Just before you left I called to tell you so. I'm sorry that you're leaving, but it's good to hear you say that you'll love me back, to hear from my good notes. Holding to a chance, 1 week, 2 minds, running out of time. 2 years, 4 hands, holding to a chance. 1 week, 2 minds, running out of time. And I know now why I miss you. I'm sure it's 'cause I love you. Just before you left, I thought that you should know. While I'm sorry that you're leaving, so good to hear you say that you'll love me back, to hear from my nose. And I know now why I miss you. I'm sure it's 'cause I love you. Just before you left I thought that you should know. While I'm sorry that you're leaving, it'd be good to hear you say that you'll love me back, to hear from my nose. Yeah, you'll love me back, to hear from my nose.
We live in a crazy world. We're the ones who fall in, and then it's gone away. You come calling. It's over now. The sky has fallen. I don't know how we'll climb this mountain. Look through the painted glass. Are they you? Is it too soon, or is it right on time for this spinning blue to stop on a dime? Am I too old? Should I apologize? Can I?
So what's next on the show? What can you tell us?
What's next is lives. We are so excited that we made it to the live rounds of The Voice, because that is really what it's all about. Live television. It's a dream come true. Doesn't even quite register yet what's coming up. And it starts on November 8th. We're going to be on live television at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So we're going to be performing at 5 p.m. here. But anyway, I don't want to get confusing.
Well, yeah. So that's just about the time that this episode airs on the 8th.
Oh. Yeah,
so it's perfect.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. We'll be airing that day.
Awesome. Okay. That's brilliant.
Tonight.
And we will need all of you out there right now to vote, because now it's not as much up to Kelly Clarkson or any of the coaches. It's up to the people at home or wherever you are in the country to vote for us on NBC.com or the Voice app.
I think your humble authenticity is going to win over a lot of hearts. I think you guys are going to do great.
Thanks, Dawn.
Yeah, for sure. You have a beautiful sound, so much talent that once everybody sees you, you won't be waiting long to get that first song released. I also don't think that you'll have a hard time finding choosing the perfect producer. I don't think you'll have to seek it out too hard.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
This is just beautiful that you've had this big giant door opened. You all deserve the highest and greatest success. And like I said before, you're making us proud here in South Bend, Indiana. And we are all rooting for you, girl named Tom. I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us today. And we'll see you on The Voice, and come back and talk to me after it's over and done with, and let me know how it went.
Sure thing. Thank you so much. It's been very much a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
You heard from Girl Named Tom and their new music, Barrier Island and Crazy World. Up next, I sit with New York saxophone master Eric Wyatt right here on 88.1 WVPE.